AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot says former President Donald Trump was surrounded by people dismantling his false voting fraud campaign, but he refused to listen to them.
Trump declared victory on election night, but as more votes were counted, campaign chief Bill Stepien knew the president's chances were not good.
Very, very, very bleak.
Describing an increasingly unhappy Trump, who then tried to overturn his loss with outlandish fraud theories. The panel played taped testimony from several officials who said they tried to convince him otherwise, like the Justice Department's Richard Donahue.
Much of the info you're getting is false.
Much of it from Rudy Giuliani. Son-in-law Jared Kushner says he tried to steer the president away from Giuliani, but was turned away.
I have confidence in Rudy.
Then Attorney General Bill Barr said the theories were crazy, and if the president believed them, he was becoming detached from reality.
There was never an indication of interest in what the actual facts were.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Fears about a possible recession pounding the markets around the world. The market's heading into the final hour of trading down, the Dow off 670 points. A bipartisan Senate group says it has a deal on gun legislation. The AP's Ben Thomas has more.
It's a measured breakthrough offering modest gun curbs and bolstering efforts to improve school safety and mental health programs. The proposal falls short of tougher curbs sought by President Biden and many Democrats. But even so, if it leads to the enactment of legislation, it would represent a turn after years of gun massacres that have yielded little but stalemate in Congress. In a statement, the president says while it does not do everything he thinks is needed, it reflects important steps in the right direction. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is AP News. In the wake of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting, Ohio legislators have passed, and Governor Mike DeWine signs, a new law calling for school districts to begin arming employees as soon as this fall. The measure was passed despite opposition by teachers' unions, gun safety groups, and the Fraternal Order of Police. A review by federal health officials finds that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine appears safe and effective for children under 5. Former FDA vaccine chief Dr. Jess Goodman says Moderna's vaccine also appears effective. He adds parents need to get their infants and toddlers vaccinated.
I do think getting some additional immunity against infection from these vaccines can help not just now, but in the future, protect children against what might be coming.
FDA reviews of both vaccines are a key step toward expected decision to begin vaccinating babies, toddlers, and preschoolers as soon as June 21st. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.